Emmanuel, God with us. Can you feel it, Pastor Tula? Can you feel it? The little girl asked me before the Christmas Eve service, can I feel it? What? Can you even feel it? And I stopped, and there it was. There was a hum in the air. Can you feel it? There is definitely something in the air on this night when all our preparations come to an end and the celebration begins. It almost feels like the veil between heaven and earth is so thin that you can almost see through it. The main thing that we are waiting, of course, is the baby's cry. But that's not the only thing, of course. I know someone here is waiting to find out what is inside that large flat box that is propped against the wall by the Christmas tree. And someone else here is looking forward to waking up in a house in which all the beds are full once again, with children and maybe grandchildren who have come home for the holidays. Some of you have a new baby at your house, which means that you are waiting for the first Christmas morning when you wake up in your very own live nativity scene. I also know that for some, this is a hard time of the year. There is that empty chair that you have to deal with. There's that stocking that stays folded in the box. You see, Christmas is the season when you wait to see if that hurt has let up any. And you kind of want it to go away so you can get on with your life. But you don't want also, because that might mean that you have somehow stopped caring. And meanwhile, memories rise up to meet you. And they sort of swamp you with this melancholy that you can almost taste in the back of your throat. So for good or ill, every Christmas Eve functions like a time machine for all of us. It kind of takes us back to every other Christmas Eve. And for some people, it's a reminder of the way that life used to be, like the smell of pine and cinnamon and oranges stuck with cloves. Remember those? It's mom and dad sitting around in their bathrobes, sipping coffee while the kids are chasing and running across the sea of wrapping paper. But for some, this is a reminder. This night is a reminder of the way life should have been, but never quite was. Those of you who have looked all your lives through other people's windows at scenes of happiness, but always kind of like an outsider. Everyone is supposed to go home for Christmas, only where is home? Some of you know, and some of you are still trying to find out. But tonight, the answer is the same for all of us. Home is right here. This is our home tonight, and we are all inside. This is our Bethlehem. We have all come here with the hopes and fears of all our years to lay them in front of the manger. So no wonder the little girl felt that the place was humming, because it's full of our Christmas dreams. It includes our ideas about what our lives should be like. And you can find some clues by looking at the Christmas cards that you might have received this year. What kinds of images are on them? What kinds of words? Unless your friends have a really strange taste, chances are that you see peace and joy and love, along with beautiful pictures that embody those words. And if you're lucky, you can actually get to walk around in some of those pictures this season. But however different our Christmases have been, one dream most people have this time of the year is the longing for calmer and more centered life. And the way we talk about that life usually has a lot of upwards in it, like rising above anxiety and keeping our heads above water, as if joy We're a matter of being transported to a place where everything is beautiful and focused and right, just like the picture on the Christmas card. But you know what? The pictures on our cards are only moments in time. Even the sweetest pictures of baby Jesus and his family, even those pictures don't really tell the full story. A story that you all know by heart, right? How the whole town was clogged with travelers and none of them were there by their choice. The emperor wanted them all counted and taxed, and he could have cared less where they all slept. And that was their problem, not the emperor's. Joseph and Mary got a stall instead of a room. We know they got a manger because that's where they laid their treasure. And just as they did that, the picture for the Christmas card was taken. Right then, while the star was still overhead and the angels were still singing in the rafters. But I bet 20 minutes later, the hole had closed. And the only music that they could hear probably was from the bar at the inn. And one of the cows stepped on the chicken, and that made the baby cry. And as she leaned over to pick him up, Mary started to cry too. We didn't see that in the picture. And when Joseph tried to comfort her, she told him that she actually wanted her mother. And if she only had married some nice boy from Nazareth, she said she would be back home where she belonged. And they both heard. They heard. It was cold. But you know what? God was there. Right there in the middle of the picture. Peace was there. Joy was there. Love was there. And not only in the best of times when the picture was taken, but also and especially in the worst of times. It was Emmanuel that the choir sang about. Emmanuel, God with us. Not the God up there somewhere who answers our prayers by lifting us out of our lives. It was God who comes to us in the midst of our lives. So however far you are from home tonight, however less than ideal your circumstances, however much or little your life reflects the images on Christmas cards, that is exactly where Jesus is born, in your not-so-perfect life, in any cradle that you might offer him. If you came here this evening and hope to be transported into God's presence, your wish will come true. It won't come, however, or happen, however, the way that you might have imagined, because none of heaven's escalators, if you think there's escalators going up and down from heaven, none of them are going up tonight. All of them are coming down tonight, right here in the midst of us. And they are bringing you, Jesus, God, who has decided to make home in your arms and in your life. Amen.